Might say I'm still up here at the desert, enjoying myself. Just did a birthday card for Doris and one for Georgine. We spent a wonderful weekend. Phil was here, and we went to a party over at Pat and Dick's house. They had a great party, but they had a cowboy band. you know me with cowboy music. But we did have fun, and we were glad to be with all our desert friends. How to get back to school? I'm still in my freshman class, and that's where I met Les Brown. He was the real hot tenor player in the Duke Blue Devils. I can see him sitting there with his freshman hat on, playing all the jazz choruses. And I got to know him in tennis class. Well, of course, after he became a good friend of mine, we had a lot of fun talking about music and going around together, doing things. I was always so happy when I was able to see his band in action, because they had a good band. So different from Johnny Long, who was also at school. And Johnny was the old kind of a Hal Kempish. It was a sweet band, but it wasn't the kind of music I liked. However, the way they worked it down there, they changed the places they played. One month the Duke Blue Devils would play at the Boys Union for a concert from 6 to 7 every night, and Johnny Long would play over at a place called the Ark, over at the girls' campus, which is about 1.25 miles away. And then they'd switch, and then we'd have Johnny Long in our cabin, so on and so forth. And the wild part about it was the boys weren't allowed in the Ark. So when the girls came to see the bands over there, they danced together, which was pretty weird. But when I think about it, I don't know why they did it that way, but that's the way they did it. School year went on, and now it's Christmas time, and I certainly wanted to get back to Reading to be with my family for Christmas, because I was homesick, but I certainly couldn't afford to take the train up there. And my roommate, Tommy Herb, arranged for the two of us to go up there in I guess the guy had a 27 Chevy coupe. Now, this didn't have a rumble seat, it just had the back to it. And Tommy arranged a great deal for me. He said, "Don, we can go up there and back. He'll take us up there and back for $7. I thought, "Oh boy, that's really great." So anyway, time came to go take our trip up to Pennsylvania, which was 500 miles, as I said before. Well, Tommy arranged to sit in the front with somebody else and the driver, and I had to be in the back. And of course, I had no windows or anything, and I had the back propped open so I'd get air back there. Anyway, we went to Reading. Took quite a while, but we got there, and I had a wonderful Christmas, and the same way back to school in the back of the car. But it worked, and it's something I could afford. And in those days, you could do most anything as long as it didn't hurt you in any way. So now it comes the end of the semester, and we're going back home to Reading for the summer. And Tommy and I hitchhiked. Well, I had a lot of interesting things happen on the way up there. But we got as far as, gosh, down in Delaware someplace, and that's as far as we could get. So I called my dad and asked him if he could come pick us up. It was about 60 miles away from home. So he came down in his car and took us back to Reading. Well, that summer I had a good summer. He had arranged for me to to work at a place where he had his, he was the commercial artist, and he had his art studio at a place called Permanent Sign Display. Well, I had a job running a press, and it was quite consuming. You worked from 7 o'clock in the morning until 5, and then I got a job working with a band in a little club where we worked Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I had a pretty good summer as far as money's concerned. I had two jobs, and we did the normal things with the dates and the fun and the parties and all that stuff. So then it was time to go back down to the school. And this time we hitchhiked back down again. And this, I have to mention this one thing. We were picked up in a really nice car by three men. By this time, Tommy and I had maybe $15 or $20. We put it in our shoes because we were afraid we might be taken for our money. So after we were gone for about an hour, they finally pulled in the gas station and they said, how about chipping in for gas? Well, of course, we both said we didn't want to take our shoes off and show them they had a few bucks, so we said we didn't have any money, which was okay with them. We found out through their conversation that they were some gamblers from Florida, and they were going back down there to get back to their regular work. So anyway, I got back to school and went back to my boarding house. And this time, I talked with Mrs. Lee, the owner of the boarding house, and she asked me if I would like to be the manager this year. Well, that was great with me because I didn't particularly care to wash dishes again. And my job was to see that the boarding house kept full. Oh, I can't tell you how many tables we had, maybe 4 tables, and then we have to arrange to have one of the cars drive the kids down there. So it had to be worked out so that she could make some money and I would have a job. But I did help with a few of the things. And one time she asked me what I like to go out and we were going to have chicken for dinner. She asked me, would I go out and kill a chicken? Well, that was the end. I said, no way am I going to kill a chicken. So anyway, she went out and killed a chicken. And we had, I don't think I ate anything, but they did have the chicken for dinner. So that was a fun year at school. We went to a lot of the dances. I played with a little band around Durham. Didn't get much work, but we did. I did have a chance to keep playing, and the three bands were still at school, so that we could go and hear the music, which was really fun. So let's see now. Well, we got through that year, our sophomore year, and it's time to go back home for the summer vacation. And again, I went back there to Reading and really enjoyed my summer this year. I went back with Jack Heath's band. We played quite a bit that summer. We played, there were some spots open in local resorts. We played down at the Carsonia Park and went to Philadelphia and played down there at Willow Grove. In fact, we broadcast from there. I was a singer, one of the singers of the band, and I sang and played drums. And we used a megaphone, so I would hold the megaphone up with my hands and beat the rhythm out with my 2 feet. But anyway, we played the... Well, when we were down at Philadelphia, at Willow Grove Park, we were broadcasting, and I had to sing a song. called Never Swat a Fly. And I stood up at the mic and I said, Never Flot a Swat. Well, of course, it went out over the air that way. And some of the people that heard it, I really got razzed about my singing. So that worked out pretty good. We had a nice summer.